Vodcast.
Lights.
Cameras.
Vlodcast.
Vlod.
Don't try and recreate the first one. He just went Vlod. Vlod.
Hi, Vodcast viewers.
I'm Harry.
I'm Harry.
No, I'm Harry, mate.
No, I'm Harry.
Harry's had a haircut, everyone. Look at Harry's haircut.
Mm-hmm.
Show him. That's one side, now the other.
It's the same the other side, mate.
Very nice. We're in Bournemouth, aren't we?
We are in Bournemouth, yes.
On tour today.
But it's not boring.
It's Bourne.
It's Bourne.
Bourne. Yeah. James Bourne isn't with us.
It's a shame James Bourne isn't here. Yeah. Where were you born?
I was born in Chelmsford, Danny.
Chelmsford.
Where were you born, Danny?
I wasn't born in a mouth.
Where were you born, Danny?
Bolton.
Bolton. Were you born in Bolton?
Yeah.
What hospital were you born in?
I wasn't born in a mouth.
Bolton Hospital.
What?
Bournemouth.
Doug, where were you born?
Orsett? Awesome. Where are you? You've been keeping that secret, haven't you?
Born down an alley, mate.
A star was born. Did three wise men come to the hospital?
Can you imagine him being born? So funny.
Wow.
I bet he didn't cry.
He would have passed out straight away.
All the blood.
The afterbirth.
I came out like that.
Danny would have come out of sleep.
Yeah,
for sure. You'd have been come out like that.
Yeah, I was knackered, man.
You wouldn't have come out at all.
No,
couldn't get you out.
Don't like change.
Yeah,
I don't like change. No, I don't want to.
They got your body out,
and I was just wailing away.
I can imagine you being a right old cry. Yeah,
yeah. I'd cried every time.
Cried every time I was born.
If you cried now as much as you moan, I imagine it being like that.
Mm. Do you know what I've noticed today? On the side of your head. It coincides.
Oh, grey.
Yeah, it coincides well with our 10-year anniversary.
Yeah, you've got grey hairs. Yeah. Look at that.
I'm going to count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Dude, I can see them from here.
No, 7.
Stress
face
that,
the other way.
Boys.
Face the other way. There's a real curly curler on that side.
Oh, can we put it out?
Yeah, mate.
Look at that one.
Silver fox, mate.
I've got a few grey hairs as well. Have I got? No, shaved my head, didn't I?
Come here.
Whoa, look at that.
That's a full-on grey hair.
Come here. I have to start dyeing my hair, people.
Lean it, look this way. Wait, look, then look.
Let me see.
Dude, that's proper white.
Look, Danny. Danny.
Oh, no.
Look there.
Oh, you got a little curly silver one.
Got a little curler long one.
Let me get that out.
Ah!
Can't get it, can you? Can you get that? Come on, you can get it. It's longer than the others. Give me one more chance.
You're talking about your grey hair, mate.
You know when people say shut your face? How do you shut your face?
Well, no, there's a hole in it that's open and making noise.
Shut your mouth then. Shut your face doesn't make any sense. Shut your face, alright. What do you do, eh?
Shut your face, mate.
I don't know. I wish you would shut your face.
I can see why they say it now.
You know what I mean?
We had a day off yesterday, didn't we? I enjoy this. We had a day off yesterday. Tom, 20 seconds, tell me what you did in your day off. Go.
I bought this jumper, and yeah. I bought this funky hippie t-shirt, and I saw Iron Man 3 for the second time.
Gimp.
Carry on. And I went to Jamie's Italian restaurant, and I had the same thing I have every time I go there.
Mm-hmm.
Turkey Milanese. I bumped into James Arthur whilst buying this.
Good story, jumper. Quick. Tell the story. 10 seconds.
I was in Top Man, and these girls recognised me, and I had a photo taken, and while they were recognising me, James Arthur from X Factor came in, and they had photos with him, and we were both like, ah, hey, you're a famous person.
Time's up. Well done. Danny, you've got 30 seconds from... Now, what are you doing today?
Yesterday, I just spent the whole day in the studio.
Yep. Who are you looking at?
quick! Looking at the wall. Somewhere over there.
You're wasting time.
I just spent time in the studio with a cool dude. And then...
It's top secret, man. Oh. Danny's cooler than us.
Not me.
No,
he
doesn't. And then, just that's it, really. Just made, you know... Made
making
some
beats.
Some synths.
Hashtag beat.
Okay. Hashtag
beat. 2 seconds.
I thought I was done.
What a cool dude. He's got shades on and spiky hair.
Yeah, but then I went home.
Can I just say something? Tom's James Arthur story was more interesting, and we had to cut him off after 30 seconds. So you
I'm
can't.
I'm just
going to
say I had porridge with vanilla protein in.
That
just before I went to bed, and I put Alpen in it.
That is not worth an extra 3 seconds.
Hashtag Alpen.
That is not worth an extra 3 seconds. Cut that out on principle. Right.
I like that story.
Dougie, 30 seconds, go.
What did I do yesterday? I spent the first day in my new home and I saw a fox jump over a really high wall. I saw a badger, I stared out a badger for about 30 seconds. Then it ran off and then it came back and then I was like, oh, badgers attack people. And then I just sort of like wandered around. Then Harry came over. Then Harry left.
He'd been over to his new place, haven't you?
He sort of invited himself. I was having a coffee and next to someone, some stranger, and the stranger got up and it turned out to be Emily from Friends.
No good way. Story. Emily from Friends.
Yeah.
Whoa, that's a really
I felt
cool
like
one.
Being a bit of a knob and be like, you still speak to Ross. in New York, innit?
Yeah, that's wicked. 30 seconds.
30 seconds, you got the timer?
Yep, go.
Had a meeting in London, met Fletch. That was it.
Sick.
30 seconds. Oh yeah, I went and saw Doug.
Had a haircut.
Had some pie with Dougie. We made love.
I see. Right. I see. Harry's allowed around your house.
He invited himself.
Great. So I've got your post by the way, which just keeps being delivered to my house.
He
now.
Invited himself.
I went home and I went to bed. Oh, I swept up the leaves in the garden.
Of course you did.
And I dug up.
How many leaves were there?
By the time I'd finished, the whole garden was full of leaves again. Yeah. I dug up. These plants in a flower bed, that took me 2 hours. I came home thinking, right, I've got 2 hours to do stuff. Before I know it, I was on my hands and knees digging up a flower bed.
Let's leave it there.
Today's vodcast was brought to you by the letter
7.
It's a number.
Oh,
the letter 7.
It's a bad
the letter
start.
S.
The number.
But I like this. The 7th letter in the alphabet is alphabet.
Oh god, is it going horribly wrong?
A B C D E F G G.
I asked you number.
G. Hold on a minute. You asked him a letter. He said 7.
And I asked you a number.
And he went A B C D E F G.
I like this.
Perfect. There you go.
And the sound.
7.
Oh, goodbye.
7!
7! See you next time, pals.
Everyone
see you, pals.
7 G's.
See you, pals.
See you, pals.